Next up, we have Andrew Cookingham with Bracewell in Dallas. We're going to hear about new trends and issues being raised in arbitration, and he's going to address those. Andrew represents hospitals, physician groups, and other healthcare providers in disputes with healthcare insurers regarding the failure to pay for services providing to their patients. That's something I'm sure we've all had some experience with, so we look forward to your presentation. Thanks.
Thank you. And actually, it's interesting you close with that about it's something that we all have had experience with. Setting aside personally, I'll tell a brief story real quick. We'll get the correct name pointed. On Monday, one of my colleagues who doesn't do this line of work called me up and he said, Andrew, what you do really touches everything. He said, I just got off a phone call about an internal investigation we're doing. And I had no idea this would even touch managed care. And all of a sudden, thank God I knew what some of these terms were and what you do, because it allowed me to speak intelligently to the client about what they're facing and what this investigation could potentially entail. So it really is an issue that touches everything. One other thing briefly, the previous speaker, Stephen here in the middle, said what really this next few minutes is going to be all about, which is, in his previous presentation, he said, the real issue is, who's going to pay for this? Is it going to be the insurer, or is it going to be the provider? And that's always the dispute, and I've started here. Perfect. Wasn't sure the slides were going to work. With just one slide of dozens and dozens of instances of providers and insurers getting into various payment disputes. Now, this is a recontracting dispute, and I'm sure all of us have gotten in the mail those annoying letters that say your Cigna coverage will terminate effective December 31st. You will no longer be able to see Dr. Smith. You will need to contact Dr. Smith's office for a referral. And it really, you know, it's unfortunate because it terrifies patients. I went and talked to my doctor after receiving one, actually. And he said, oh, my God. He said, I'm not part of that. I'm part of a different network that's not wrapped up in that. But it really does terrify patients. And this, this fight over who is going to pay has become a bigger and bigger and bigger issue in our time. So moving forward, how have the payers, so to speak, changed the game on this? You know, the most important thing is always, always, always going to be consult your contract. Consult your contract, consult your contract, consult your contract. Because your provider agreement will include, in some shape or form, a dispute resolution provision that will explain how disputes between the insurer and the provider will be resolved. Sometimes it may just be a waiver of a jury trial. Sometimes it may be a trial by jury in Harris County. Sometimes it may be a waiver of trial by jury. Sometimes it may be an arbitration. Sometimes it may be very, very detailed. I've seen ones that are 3 pages long and specify the arbitration organization, how much discovery there will be, whether there will be an appeal, any number of other issues that will be addressed or could be addressed in those. And as we all know from law school, the agreement controls. The agreement to arbitrate is generally what controls the arbitration. And vice versa, if you don't have an agreement to arbitrate, then you don't have to arbitrate according to those terms. So starting with some of the what I'll call the older tricks, the tricks I used to play when I was younger and that I'm sure some of the members of the audience have played as well. And these are usually played by the providers trying to avoid arbitration, trying to get into state or federal court, and generally trying to get a quick settlement.